Guess we're on. 1 second. Okay, here we go.
Welcome to episode 3 of Tangent Podcast with Mike and Johnny. Half of a kilometer from Mike, I am Johnny.
Hey, we did it. We did it, and we did it with our opening intro. One of our intros.
One of our intros that we asked for permission for and then didn't get.
What? Well, it's kind of like, we got it, you know?
I mean, we took it.
We took it. Are we streaming? Is it working?
I don't know. I assume it is.
On Facebook?
I don't know. I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
Let's go and see.
Yeah, hold on. It says here, I don't know. Oh, it says we're live streaming. Okie dokie. Right,
then here we go. So welcome, everybody. Today, we're happy to be with you for another episode of Tangent Podcast. I hope you guys have had a great week. I hope it's been uneventful. And I hope that whatever you're doing at home, you're doing it safely and within the parameters that and the guidelines that your country is providing you in order to keep you safe and healthy.
We're doing it. It's working.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to people. So what's the deal? Do we have to wear masks now?
I believe so. I believe so. So, like, with just today itself, Johnny, just today, my parents went by a pharmacy and they got themselves like a pack of masks. They dropped some off in my mailbox. And Ellie also ordered some online, so we should be getting some soon. I don't know. That's
I'm just going to wear a bandana and look like I'm robbing the place.
Works. Why not? I mean,
why not?
From what I understand, though, okay, the difference between the masks, the difference between the difference is that if you're wearing a bandana and someone coughs with the disease, you'll probably still get it. But if you wear the correct mask, but you won't give it to anybody else, or it'll like super cut down on your chances of not giving it to anybody else. But if you wear the regular mask, there's more of a chance of you not getting it and not spreading it.
Look, as long as they don't let a single person from B'nai B'rak into Givat Shmuel for the next 6 months, we're going to be fine.
So, B'nai B'rak, getting it and spreading it.
For those of you who don't know, there's talk that there may be as many, they think that there may be as many as 75,000 people with it in B'nai B'rak right now because they didn't take the rules seriously. And one of the biggest Haredi sects that also didn't take the coronavirus seriously, he's got it now. And I don't want to laugh at that.
You want to hear something dark, though? I
do laugh at them.
What?
I said I don't want to laugh at anybody.
No, this isn't. I said dark. This isn't like funny dark. Aha. This is like dark, dark. Ugh. Well, somebody posted a picture of two rabbis, big dalim in the world in America, I think, both shaking hands like 2 weeks before they both died from coronavirus.
They both died.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, our minister of health has it. And he apparently was still going to synagogue, even though he was going on TV and telling people not to go to synagogue. So
they got a picture of him?
I don't know if they got a picture of him, but that's what the article said. And he's got it. His wife's got it. And, well, if his what? No, I'm not going to make that joke. There's a joke, there's a famous, I don't know how famous it is, but there's a joke about a guy going to the doctor and being like, "Hey man, I think I've got like a sexually transmitted disease, and I got it from my mistress, which means I probably also transmitted it to my wife." And the doctor says, "Oh, well, great, now we've all got it."
Was a good one.
So I was gonna make a joke like that, but I'm not gonna make a joke like that. Anyway, I
I
just
know, but I that was something that I was thinking about. Like, I bet you with everyone tracking everyone where everyone is, someone is gonna get caught doing something they shouldn't be doing. 100%.
Oh, you mean like, oh yeah. I had a friend post the other day something like, "You know who I feel bad for? All the dudes or all the people that were like having affairs before it started." Because, yeah, you can come down with it and be like, "Where the hell did you get it?" And then you do a little math and it turns out.
Kind of frozen. You're still kind of frozen. Oh, yeah, you were frozen for like the last 8 seconds.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, like, I don't feel super comfortable going down this. Well,
Okay.
I wonder how people who are having affairs are faring during the coronavirus, because as we know, those people are all terrible people anyway, and get what the Joker says, they get what they deserve, right?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly the most awesome quote ever to quote from the Joker.
Haven't seen the movie, but I know that quote because I see the memes.
I have not actually.
I do like that I now finally get the Tiger King memes because I finished that series.
Was it as good as you thought it was yesterday?
Yeah, so like once you let go completely and just accept everything that they throw at you, then it gets like a little bit less strange because you're like, "Oh, whatever. Yeah, of course that would happen, and of course that would happen." It's basically just a constant stream of insanity. And then you're like, "Wow, he's gonna lose his, oh no, he's gonna lose his zoo to that other guy." And in the next episode, the guy who you thought was gonna lose his zoo is trying to run for governor of Oklahoma. And you're like, "Okay, I wasn't expecting that." Well, first he runs for president, then he runs for governor of Oklahoma. So
So,
it's just
which
like a
one do
lot
you
of,
win?
and then neither. And then in between that, it's a lot of, "Wait, who the heck is that guy? Wait, who the heck is that guy?" Even the people that you're introduced to in like the first episode, you're like, "Have I seen that guy before? I don't know. I don't know." It's crazy. It's a crazy story, and I hope that we have a situation where some criminal cases get reopened as a result of it.
Really, you think so?
I mean, it's possible.
All right. I mean, this guy allowed people to make a show, or it's just like a guy pretending to be the guy?
No. It's a documentary. The documenterers had unparalleled access to the inner workings of several private zoos across America.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, you're like, "Well, I guess this is a show about the ex these private big cat zoos and the eccentric people that run them." But then it just turns into like craziness. It just becomes crazy. Then at one point at the end of one of the episodes, he goes, "Oh yeah, you didn't
No,
know
it's
that."
spoiler. I mean, obviously we're spoilering like crazy. There's a bunch of people watching. Just so you know. Bunch of
Okay, good.
people.
So actually, I'd like to welcome all those people because I believe that one of the great friends of the show, our buddy Dovett, said that he was going to post in some public places that he's a member of that perhaps. So if you came here from that group on WhatsApp, then we're happy to have you. This is Tangent Podcast. We're two best friends who like to talk about a bunch of nonsense, but also
So,
serious things sometimes.
Malia says that she should be on a cruise right now in Hawaii, but she's running around infecting everybody, basically shopping like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now. She says she should be in Hawaii on a cruise for 3 more days, then Detroit for Pesach, but she's stuck in Vegas. Where it's super creepy with the strip clothes. Oh my goodness. I would imagine that that is super creepy, right? You want to think about things getting shut down, like airports and stuff like that. But the Hollywood, the Hollywood, the Vegas Strip, like that's crazy, right? Like that's like the brightest, liveliest. It's one of the most action-packed places on the entire planet. And now it's going to look like a ghost town. That's got to be so weird.
Is that are they is Nevada a state that has legally closed everything?
She just said. She said in her
No,
post.
stuck in Vegas where it's super creepy with the strip clubs. Cool.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
A drone and get some good HD photos of everything just being all.
It probably is gonna look like in Blade Runner 2049 when he goes to Vegas and like the only person living in irradiated Vegas is. Oh, spoiler alert.
As opposed to the Tiger King.
I don't think of documentaries as spoiler alert material, but I guess you're right. You're not wrong. So it's.
If you want to talk about keeping people out of B'nai B'rak, keeping everyone in with everything being coroned, coroned off,
Okay.
corridored.
I had the word, and then when you said corona, I said
Coroned,
cordoned.
cordoned. Everything being cordoned off around B'nai B'rak. There's like a lot of, I mean, as per always, there's like a lot of hatred that comes out during these times. And everyone, a lot
Sure.
of people are very into thinking that they're all doing it Dafka and they're all being a-holes on purpose. And I don't think that's the way it is for a lot of them. You know,
Well, I mean,
I think a lot of them,
a lot of it just comes from the edicts and the
ignorance, a lot of it
directions.
comes from
No.
ignorance.
Yes, but it's not even that. It's just that their leaders, who they allow to make all of their life decisions for them, tell them what to do, and they say, go to Shul, it's more important than Corona Town. And so they go to Shul and they all get sick because I don't know if you know this, but most rabbis are not scientists or doctors or immunologists. I'm sure that they're.
I think it just took them too long to get the information.
No, they had the information. Their leaders had the information. They chose to ignore it until it was too little too late. And by the
That's not
way,
all there is, though.
like, what information do you need? People are getting sick. Stay inside. And by the way, not everybody listened. We saw days after days where people were like hanging out at the beach. So people are
It's not
selfish.
just the
People are.
Haredim, also.
No, they're just the latest. People are selfish. People are stupid. And people are only too willing to decide that they know what's best and act in their own self-serving interests, which, surprise, in this case, doesn't serve you. Which I kind of like, actually. I mean, I don't like the situation, but in the grand scheme of karma,
You like that.
people not taking the situation seriously and then ending up in trouble is I can get down with it.
Swift kick.
So, are you wearing your Limp Bizkit t-shirt?
I am wearing my Limp Bizkit t-shirt.
You know what's interesting about your Limp Bizkit t-shirt is that those stripes down the side with the logos on them? No, on your shoulders. That's okay. You know how old that t-shirt is? That t-shirt is so old that those kind of logo strips on the sleeves went out of style and came back in style.
Do you know how old this t-shirt is?
It's gotta be 20 years old.
It is 1999.
21 years old. So in that 21 years,
I bought it at a comic book store in Boston.
comic book store.
Yeah, that's what I got. There used to be a comic book store in Boston called, oh, hell, I'm never gonna remember. And it was like a 10-15 minute drive from my sister's house. So I asked her to go and pick up or take pictures. I don't remember, but I asked her to go get me some stuff. And she
Oh, so
found us.
you sent her there on a mission. You didn't even go.
No. It was like, if you can find this, that, or the other. And she's like, they got everything. They got band shirts and they got comic book shirts.
What's cool is that your sister, who's super frum, did that for you.
My sister does not care
No,
about other people.
but what happened if she saw one of her children in that store?
It's not the same thing. What and that's kind of like my sister's like a bit of a badass in the whole everyone deserves to have freedom kind of thing because
Okay.
she's like she knows I love music and she knows I need things so she'll be like okay you need this thing you want this comic book no problem she would never read it or let her kids or let her kids read that stuff but what does that have to do with me
Oh, there we go. Okay, you're back.
right so like she's really in that sense very very open my in-laws are the same way
Yeah, except that if her son came home, if one of her sons came home one day and he said, "Ima, I want to be a rock guitarist." She would say, "Go to your room and think about what you've done."
I think I don't know. I
Okay.
don't know.
I don't either. I'm just guessing.
Well, my brother-in-law is not my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law's brother lives in the house. He does things that all the kids are aware of that she doesn't approve of, but he's doing it and not them. You know?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. She's got seven kids and a brother-in-law who lives with them.
And in-laws.
Why, what? How big is their house?
It's pretty big.
Oh, fine, all right. As long as there's like enough room for them to all get a chance to breathe somewhere.
No, I love it. Like, I love that story. Like, I like being able to tell people that my sister lived in a two. Two bedroom apartment for 9, 11, 12 years. You know, she had six kids in one bedroom at some point.
That's insane.
And yeah, and now she has a house, a really nice sized house and property. And like Baruch Hashem,
Sure.
everything. Like, that's the best way. My bro-in-law was amazing. He was teaching, or he was in Kollel for a decade, more than a decade, and then one day he just went to the Rosh Kollel and he's like, "I can't pay my bills no more." So the room of the guy was like, "Go find yourself a job." And he got his first job from some guy that he taught Daf Yomi to, and it just sort of went from on and on and on, and now he's
Very successful.
very successful, and that's an
Sure.
amazing story.
I mean, it's not that crazy. I think that happens to a lot of men in that world where you get at some point you go, "Hey, I got to get a job." And
Yeah,
then,
but not everybody gets a job that's a great job, like.
Right. That's true. That's true. You want to see what happened to me yesterday? Can you see my head?
Yeah.
You see that?
You're like, I can't be without Michael anymore.
No, I was making breakfast for my daughter and I
You're
yesterday,
like, hey, you know
and
how they get blood to appear in pro wrestling?
I'll actually show you because it's right behind me. Right? So I open up the cabinet, right? And I'm closing it, and I'm not looking. And this corner just gouges a chunk of my head out as I pulled it down. And I let loose a downpour, an avalanche of profanity. And then I immediately like apologize to my daughter as I'm wiping the blood off my forehead, but trying to explain to her that daddy just needed to let it go. And the way he needed to let it go was by letting out a giant stream of profanity.
Health.
So it helps, for sure it helps. I love swearing. I just have to be a little bit more careful about doing it in front of my daughter. Although the truth is that with her, it's too late. It's too late already. It was too late the day she swore for the first time and I laughed. That's when it was too late for us. So I just have to like, now it's just constant damage control where I have to go, okay, we don't try to not to talk like that and this and that. I mean, that's all I can do. I already made the tactical error day one, so I just gotta try to work on it now and be open and honest with her.
Where are you for Pesach, Johnny?
Well, in theory, I am in my apartment alone by myself. In practice, I might sneak to a friend's house who lives within 100 meters from me.
It's something my parents this week told me that they would not be joining us for Pesach, even though they've been in, solitary confinement-ish, except for food purchasings. And we've been also, I mean, Ellie goes to work every day, so like it was a big decision. And even though they're Seder, they're 200 meters away, but it sucks.
Well, it's a very different situation. Well, your parents are both probably in their late 60s to early 70s.
Mom's turning 71 this week, this coming week.
Mazel tov. And your dad is already into his 70s.
He will be turning 71 in a month.
Oh, okay, fine. So the point is that they're definitely older and nobody wants to take any chances.
Yeah.
But I'm one person going to apartment with a few people who are all clear and we're all young, yachasit.
Right.
So if I decide to do that, it should be fine. I just find the prospect of trying to conduct a Seder alone to be the most depressing thing I've ever done in my life. That
I would
includes
agree.
burying my mother.
Wow, that's up there then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, think about it. It's one of those holidays where we're so used to spending it not just with people, but with large groups of them, like huge family event, friend events, and stuff like that. And so to say, and then to say, hey, stay home and read the Haggadah by yourself, it's miserable.
I'll tell you, I think that one of the best, I don't know if I ever told you this, but at the end of my army service, when I was like, or maybe in the middle of my army service, when I was just sort of like, I didn't want to be at home for any of the holidays, because I was feeling very negative towards Judaism and I just didn't want to go through the whole process. I think this is in like a year before I got out. I was just very anti everything, religious. And I volunteered to stay on base for every holiday that came out in that middle to end year. I ended up staying on base for Seder. And it was one of the funnest things I'd ever done in my life. There were like 100 of us, and it was like not even 100. There was like 50 people on the whole base. But like they set up the room and they brought out the nice utensils and they cooked up a storm and like we did the whole Haggadah together, except for like there were like four Russians on the side who they just started eating like immediately when everybody walked in because they weren't Jewish. So they were just like eating the whole meal and everybody's going through the whole Haggadah together. Like they printed off copies of the Haggadah and it was a super fun meal. Did all the singing but with like 50 people from all over the country and like that felt like very spirituous.
Yeah, so that sounds fantastic in a way. Like it sounds non-traditional, but it
But it was
doesn't it...
small enough to be traditional. Like I have no idea what the seders in Kathmandu are like. Those Chabad seders in Kathmandu with 3,000 people?
No, that's a thing.
That's a thing, man. Well, I
Well, I
mean,
guess
probably not this year.
not this year, right? No, so you're saying, oh, so it's one of those things where like all the Israelis that are in Nepal will all go to
Not just
Kathmandu.
Nepal. Anyone in the area of all of the Asian, like those kind of countries, a lot of them will fly into this one giant Like people try
So
to get the biggest one.
specifically, the Seder in Kathmandu is a big deal.
I don't remember. All I can tell you is there's a seder in one of those in one of the areas. It was 3,500 people. One seder.
Awesome. So yeah,
Look that up. It's like
2006
a
they
Chabad seder.
yeah. 2018, the world's largest Seder. Nearly
Where?
2,000 people. Kathmandu.
Kathmandu. All right.
I wonder how the food is.
Okay. So I'm telling stories, so these stories need to be looked up after all these years. But there was a very famous story that went around how, and I know that I've told this before, that Chabad were getting all of their food for their Pesach Seder up into the mountains or wherever it is by trucks. And one of the trucks or two of the trucks like went off the side of the mountain and all the food was at the bottom of a mountain. And Chabad made some calls, and they got the U.S. Army to come in and airlift and pick up their truck and get it out of the
What
ravine.
about the driver? He was dead, but they
I
got the
don't
food.
know. I don't know.
I know you don't.
So
And
they thought of
now I
me.
want to go to Kathmandu, but not really.
I don't know. I was just watched. I watched Swordfish today. You ever see Swordfish?
That's a movie with Hugh Jackman,
Yeah, Hugh Jackman and
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry and
I don't know.
Travolta.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and
Yeah.
it's a crazy action, terrorism, hacker movie. Hugh Jackman's a hacker.
Okay.
Very few heroic hackers that are not super awesome looking.
Yeah, I mean, like in Black Hat, which was not a great movie and very disappointing for how consistent Michael Mann has been as a director throughout his entire career. Don Cheadle was in that movie as well, apparently.
Which one?
Don Cheadle played Agent JT Roberts.
Oh yeah. Sure. I did not recognize him, but yeah, now that I'm with you. So the movie's weird. Like at the end of the movie, everything goes off, and then I mean the guy was like a criminal and he broke a whole bunch of laws, and then they just let him go at the end.
Right.
Like the
Apparently,
FBI is just like, hey, you take care of yourself, and then they drive off into the blue yonder. Is it
Halle
that
Berry
he
got an
gets 10
extra.
million?
What?
It's like he got 10 million from the bad guy. You know, and I think they just let him keep it. So it's like the whole ending is just super weird. And his ex-wife is murdered horribly. Nobody ever talks about it because she was a crappy parent. So yeah.
I'll take an extra $500,000 to go topless in anything.
Right.
Pay me $500,000. I won't put a shirt on till the end of coronavirus.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It feels like it's, does it feel like it's slowing down at all? Like, do you feel like you're already kind of used to the existence a little bit?
Definitely feel like I'm used to it. And I still would like to see my friends in person. There's a few things that I want back, and then there's a few things that I don't. Like, I'm happy to work from home as much as possible now that I have a routine and discipline. At the beginning of my career where I worked from home, I didn't have a routine and I didn't have discipline, so it wasn't a good experience. But this, like, I'm busting my butt, I'm working hard, I'm comfortable, and yeah, I just wish I could go out at night or during the day even or at all. I wish we could. Although we did play Pathfinder this week, for those of you who don't know, we do have a Pathfinder group that's basically Dungeons and Dragons, and we did play this week using Zoom. We played online, and it was pretty cool experience. Of course, there were issues that were unforeseen and things that we need to work on if we're going to do when we do it again the next time. But the way that our dungeon master set it up visually, it looked super cool, and I thought that gave us better insight into the things that we're doing than we've seen in the past.
It's been fun doing all the different like sharing videos and teaching online. It's been super crazy, and having to finally get to use that program for just like me time, you know what I mean? Like to get on and just have fun with all these camera vid like it's all been business up until this point.
Right, same, because I'm on Zoom a lot. I did two webinars this week, so yeah.
The last thing that I did before we went off to summer vacation before for Pesach vacation, as well as this should be called vacation, I made my students like write creative writing, like stories and stuff, about the virus, about social distancing and that kind of idea. And they're like in advanced class, they're like really smart and all. But I got exactly what I thought I was going to get. A lot of fear, a lot of anger, you know, from the teenagers. We got a couple of messages that we really need to keep track of all the teenagers because and this was something that like you kind of forget all the time. They're like, keep track of your teenagers, make sure they're okay. Remember, a lot of their parents are no longer working, all of, you know. And I personally don't know anyone who's like lost their job per se. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't know. It's a weird time, and to think that I constantly have to think about stuff like that. It's weird. But they're also everyone also all the teenagers. They're all scheduled. They're all waking up every day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They've all become vampires.
Yeah, I wish I could. Although tomorrow morning I can wake up a little bit late, which is nice. Yeah, I can't do that, but the way what's crazy is that I've been going to bed later. I've been much more exhausted lately. I don't know what's causing that necessarily. But again, I'm active. I work out 3 times a week. I do my push-ups and my jumping jacks throughout the day. Like it's not like I'm just sitting around like a bump on a log, as they say.
I'm log bumped.
Well, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, I don't.
It
It is
does.
what is what psychologically is.
Johnny seems to
Where.
be. Yeah, you good? Okay, go
Yeah,
on,
I'm
finish the
fine.
sentence.
I just don't know. I feel like there's something happening to all of us psychologically, and that's probably why I think that I read an article that was saying how, oh, that feeling that you're actually all feeling is grief. And it went on to explain that the grief that we're feeling is grief for the loss of our old lives.
Right, but when you say that, now people are gonna be like, leave me alone. I'm grieving.
I mean,
A lot of that's gonna come out now.
if that's what if people read
When
that
they
article
just
and
say
want
we're
to talk that way,
depressed.
I don't like the word depression because I feel like by me using it, it minimizes other people's struggles because I don't really suffer from it. I'm good. I'm okay. Depression is not a thing. I don't know. I feel like it's cultural appropriation of me to take the word depression from the depressed, you know? And I know
Right.
that that sounds like a bunch of new age bullshit, and it might be. But I have other words I can use to describe how I'm feeling.
We're all worried all the time.
I'm not worried anymore
Why not?
because I've seen our country handle it. Because the things that I were worried, why that I felt worried about, hasn't happened, and because my family, my daughter, myself. My ex-wife, even to a certain extent, thank goodness, are all healthy and we're just trying to get by. That's all. I was nervous when I was worried that there wasn't going to be enough food, but obviously and clearly there's plenty of food. I was nervous and I was anxious when the CEO of my company announced that there was going to be some changes in the company. But once I saw that kept my job, then that went away. So Basically, right now, all I'm trying to do is do the best that I can and ride through the rest of it until we're told we can go outside.
It is. It feels like everyone just got used to it, and all the worry and all the fears and everything. It's because every other day or so, there's also like this new, okay, what's missing this week? What's not missing this week? What do we have? Why are there lines outside of every supermarket? Well, probably because everybody's dumb and waits till Thursday to go shopping when everyone can go do shopping anytime.
My two grocery stores that I go to the most have both been relatively calm. No, completely calm. I don't think I've stood in a line of more than three or four people maximum in either one of
Today,
them.
all the supermarkets had lines coming out of
Yeah, because I guess everybody forgot to go shopping yesterday. Instead, I went shopping yesterday.
I had no idea what day it was yesterday.
And I'll go tomorrow morning to just for some last minute stuff. But yeah, you gotta go not at peak times, I suppose. So I try to do my weekend shopping on Wednesday instead of Thursday. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to have gone to. Listen, we have, and what's crazy also is like we have a lot of grocery stores in the very close area, right? And the two that I go to, the two that are nice, are the two that are were pretty low key, fine. But there's a third one that's in the middle of one of the most densely populated parts of the entire city, and it's always a nightmare. It's a nightmare there when it's not Corona time. It's always a nightmare, and you always, or I always leave or enter and leave that store hating everything in life because
Everybody, yeah.
everybody's obnoxious. Everybody's more important than you. Everything takes longer than it should. And it's like, why do people even go here? But then they go, oh, I gotta go to that store. Okay. Well,
Because
good
they
luck.
live right there.
Yeah, but it's a miserable experience, isn't it?
Ellie says that in all the shopping she went to one of the Supersols or Osherad, and they now have the device where you just sort of take your cart and then you just sort of zap things as you take them off the shelf, and then you go to the checkout and it just like you stick the device in and it scans your cart and then you walk out.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. That's great. And I hope they
It's
do that
called
more. No,
Stop Easily.
the only scanner I got was the one where that guy shoots the dot at your forehead and it's not a sniper rifle, it just takes your temperature.
Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
I don't have a fever, so I don't see why I have any problem with it.
Who's coming to the store with fevers? Like, what about just the cough, you know?
When there's a
And we are frozen again, which is exciting. There is no way that we're going to adopt a duck.
Okay, did you just say that randomly because I got cut off for a second and you thought that you would confuse me by having me come back to you saying something insane? Listen,
That's
if you
what
want to
you
buy an
said
exotic
earlier.
animal, if you want to buy an exotic animal, I know where you can go, although it's mostly illegal. You know, when it was legal to sell tiger cubs, you know how much you could buy one for?
$200. I don't know. Right? Right?
No, ducks. No ducks. I think ducks are jerks too. Like they'll come at you. Like,
It's mostly geese.
oh, geese are the bitey ones.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then I'll take a duck.
What have you looked into the have you looked into, as most parents are all of a sudden, have you looked into the whole money for your children thing?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Have I looked into what?
The whole money for your children from the US government thing.
Not yet. But I got to do my taxes, so that's a thing I have to figure out.
It's a fun perk for the Anglos all of a sudden. They're
Yeah.
gonna be getting.
Honestly, you could keep that money if I never have to file taxes again for foreign income. I'll let you keep that money.
is that well, that's not a problem for us. We make so under.
Oh, it's not a problem for me. I just don't like doing it. It's stressful to do it
Is it
'cause you gotta make.
stressful if you have somebody else do it for you?
I don't. I do it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a system, I'm assuming.
I used a website called Tax Slayer.
Trading bonds.
Very nice. Yeah, it goes along with I got it in a bundle with another thing called Accounting Megadeth. No, I don't know. Yeah, and then I got Photoshop Metallica.
And a testament testimonials.
No, that'd be more. It'd be Testament PDF Viewer.
Okay, and
Adobe Anthrax. Well, okay. So most of the time, here's how I do. Here's what I do for my taxes. I do them, right? And then when they're done, I get nervous and then I forget about it. And then when I wake up like 3 months later and I go, hey, they never sent me any letters, threatening letters, that means oh, I must have done just fine.
you never get a letter even confirming.
No, you'll only get a letter saying you owe us money, which I did get 1 year. I got a letter saying you owe us $7,000. Then I was like, that can't be right. And then I paid somebody to make that go away, and he did.
It's one of those extra things that people. It's one of the. I think this is one of the main reasons where people who make Aliyah to Israel. Like, think that living in Israel is so complicated because you need to take care of so many things, like filing taxes and going to the offices and taking on care of all that stuff. But like, the reason that it's so terrible for them to do it here is because they never did it in the States,
Right. And
right?
you know what's,
Living
you
in
know what's,
Israel is so terrible because you have to take care of everything.
well, it's also like, you know, it's something that I don't have to take care of in America. Health insurance. Like, that's a big thing. My sister is in a situation where she has to figure out some insurance based on the way so, something that might be happening at her work, and she's got to figure all that out. Because it's America and insurance is a big deal and nobody has it. Well,
But you take care of your insurance. You, at some point a long time ago, signed up for something and you pay for it every single.
I have a guy. I have an insurance guy. Whenever I need anything, I just talk to him and he helps me out. He's the one who got, he also got me my, helped me get my car loan. Okay. I wasn't expecting that, but all
Taking
right.
care of your heart and your parts.
My car and my, yeah, my heart and my parts. Kinda.
All right. I think we should call it. It is very difficult to keep a show going. Oh, you heard the lead singer of Fountains of Wayne died?
You broken up?
Did you hear the lead singer of Fountains of Wayne died?
Yeah, I did.
That was a band that I really liked.
Was
And by
it?
really liked, I mean there were two songs that I really liked by them.
I always thought that they and Guided by Voices and Ween were all the same band.
I don't know any of the other two bands that you just mentioned.
It's like fun music. I don't like fun music.
No, you do not. All right, let's call it. It is
Yeah,
10:15.
it's 10:15. I'm tired as hell, and we've been breaking up a little bit. So
It's really difficult to find material to talk about when everyone is just inside. Like even the government, finally providing a government, new conditions. It's just like. But it's
well,
so slow.
it's the same thing. Like my talk shows that I listen to, it's all sports, but there's no sports. So all they have to talk about is football and coronavirus related stuff. Football because the football season is actually going according to plan right now, right? They're about to have the draft in a few weeks. They're going to figure out a way to do it, but they're not going to delay the draft because they don't need to have people there. You just can do it with the proper social distancing, have the players be at home with their families, and you're done. But so the
Did
only
you notice how many amazing people have just amazing cameras to do amazing videos?
how
All
many
the
amazing
celebrities. All right.
no.
Yeah. Okay, let's call it.
Season 7. We'll do something else next week, which will be this, and it'll be the same thing, and we'll be happy to be with you.
All right,
We
we're
love
gonna
you
call
all.
it.
Have a great weekend. Have a happy, healthy, and masterful Pesach, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.